is a concern. Inside, 13 for 37, 35%. 1 for 12, 8%.
You know, that first half, Sandusky had a ton of offensive rebounds. 8 offensive rebounds, 12 defensive rebounds at halftime. And they were out-rebounding Harbor Beach by a difference of 8 at halftime. When all said and done, both teams ended up with 27 rebounds all on the night. Harbor Beach with 15 in that second half, Sandusky with just 7, including 2 rebounds the entire fourth quarter. No offensive rebounds, 2 total offensive rebounds for Sandusky in the second half. And that's where the difference maker is. In that first half, Sandusky was 7 for 23 on the inside. Second half, 6 for 14. Nine shots less in the interior of the paint. And that was the difference. Tyler Nelson was taken out of the game except for his free throws. You know, in the second half, he had 1 field goal, and he went 5 for 6 from the free throw line. He had 8 points on all field goals in that first half.
He was getting frustrated on the inside, and, of course, that's what caused a technical foul that was called on Coach Pennington. And I don't blame him. He was pretty much mugged and manhandled on the inside. That's just, thumb basketball. So, okay, if it's called that way, you adjust. If it's not called that way, you make your adjustments. Simple as that. But I thought that was an excellent time to go ahead and get the tee. And his team played inspired ball. That's when they pulled it within 6. And they just dug themselves a hole too far to go ahead and crawl themselves out of. And 6 points was just as close as they could get to the Harbor Beach Pirates. And the Harbor Beach Pirates went ahead and cruised on in.
Sandusky ended up with 15 turnovers on the night. 4 in the first, 4 in the second, 4 in the third, 3 in the fourth. So pretty consistent turnovers for the Redskins. Harbor Beach, 2 turnovers in the first quarter, none in the second, 3 in the third, 1 in the fourth, for a total of 6. 9 less turnovers for the Pirates or the Redskins tonight.
Got to give credit to some of the complimentary players that the Harbor Beach Pirates have. Dylan Kedar is, got my attention tonight. He played a real strong game off the bench. He scored 8 points, but the 4-for-4 down the stretch, that really gets coaches' attention.
Yeah. When you take a look at free throws on the night, Sandusky was 5-for-10 for 50%. Harbor Beach, 13-for-20 for 65%. Most of those free throws were shot in that fourth quarter when they went 7-for-10, when Sandusky was purposely fouling to stop the clock and try and get possession back. Scoring, well, let's get to that. Mason Yon led all scorers with 18 points a night. After that, Parker Yon, his brother, had 10 points. Evan Smoglinski at 8, as well as Dylan Kadar with 8 points. And then Yulin Pinnell. I apologize, I'm butchering that name. I should know how to say his name, but he had 3, the foreign exchange student, living with the Woodkeys this year. And for Sandusky, then, we had led by Tyler Nelson with 15 points. Ben Krieger and Trenton Lee each had 6 points. Jack Sheridan with 4. And Matt Carlson at 3.
Just that tells me a lot right there with the 15, 6, and 6 with Lee, Krieger, and Nelson. That's where they're getting the majority of their points, and they're going to have some more outside play to become more of a complete ball team.
Harbor Beach came into this game allowing 51.5 points per game on defense. They held Sandusky to 34, so that's 17 below their average there. Sandusky was allowing 47.9, so just 5 more than Harbor Beach scored tonight on them. So not too far off the mark there. But Sandusky's defense, or offense, was 13 points below their mark. They were averaging 47 entering tonight. They scored 34. Harbor Beach was averaging 51.4. Tonight they scored 52.
What can you say about Harbor Beach just going against the odds, what has been a trend the whole season?
And they're peaking at the right time.
It really are. And they've got some games coming up that is going to go ahead and test them on this floor against some district talent. The Lakers is going to be one of them. And I think this is going to be kind of interesting down the stretch. And then getting into districts, I think that's going to be even more interesting.
Looks like we just have 2 other scores going on in the area right now. Reese over Bad Axe, big time. At the end of the third quarter, Reese 56, Bad Axe 24. Mind you, Bad Axe only with 1 loss in the Greater Thumb West. And that's to USA, who's 7-0. Bad Axe at 7-1 right now. Reese at 5-3. So that's going to wreak havoc a little bit in the West. Of course, it's USA all the way there.
Nobody's going to
touch
catch
them.
USA.
So Reese blowing out Bad Axe right now by a lot, 28 points there. And then on 92-1, Kingston blowing out Marlette at the end of the third quarter, 54 to 23. So Kingston is on a roll
Kingston
right now.
Kingston just woke up from that loss to USA.
So that is going to do it, John. Final thoughts here from Harbor Beach.
It's always fun to do a game with Harbor Beach and Sandusky coming up.
We always enjoy this game. We really do.
This is a great game to cover. And love the coaches. They do a great job. The players are always inspired. And tonight, it was just one of those cold games that the Groundhog got.
Yeah. And in the past 8 years, that is Ron Rubel's 120th victory in the last 8 years alone.
Hall of Fame numbers in my book.
He's in the and unfortunately, we don't have his numbers all the way dating back to when he first started coaching in 1994. I'm sure there's somewhere. It might be we have to go through his VHS collection back home. But
I thought there was a website somewhere that covered everybody.
Yeah, but as soon as you get to like 98, it gets a little fuzzy there. But regardless. Ron Rubel with another victory tonight. Sandusky falling short. Tristan Pennington in 7 years there for the Redskins. Doing a good job. I will give him credit there. When he took over this program, it was a mess.
It was abysmal.
It was a mess. And so Tristan Pennington has them trending in the right direction. And they're right there.
And he's got a tough district, but I think they're going to be a factor in that district for them.
Yeah, they have what? KPAC and that crew down there? KPAC? Oh,
yeah, I believe that's right. KPAC, Marlette.
Brown City.
Prime. Well, you know, pretty much.
So those three
pretty much
teams.
The East.
Yeah, those three teams there. So, John, impressive win for the Pirates tonight. They're great. Starting to roll. It's now three in a row and four of their last five games.
Yeah, they're going to have to build on this. You know, this is a good positive experience as far as the home game is concerned, the way the trend had gone before. And if you want to go ahead and point towards districts, this is the place to start. And then. Another one and another one. But, like the old coach's cliche, take them one at a time.
One at a time, of course, John. You're required to say that as a former coach. All right, tonight's broadcast was brought to you by Thumb Sailor, DS Services of Cass City, Valley Enterprise of Ubley, D&M Cabinet Shop, More Motors of Caro, More Shoreline of Sebring, Ramsey Funeral Home, our family serving yours since 1948. Elber Insurance Agency of Port Hope and Harbor Beach, Kohler Propane, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's, and Sure. Better health, better life, are you sure? So on behalf of John Mooney, my name is Clark Ramsey. We hope you enjoyed tonight's broadcast. We certainly did. As the Pirates, with an 18-point victory over Sandusky, 52-34, to secure another victory in their East standings, their seventh in the season with just two losses. They remain tied with KPAC, who's going head-to-head with Ubley tonight. But we'll be back on the air a week from tonight. And we actually stick with the Harbor Beach Pirates as they'll be traveling to Cass City to take on the Redhawks. From Gas City, Michigan. That's February 15th. On behalf of John Mooney, I'm Clark Ramsey. Thank you for listening tonight. We will see you soon. We'll see you next Friday. Stay warm. Stay out of that wind.